Darling River and Menindee Lakes are in crisis. We are working hard to bring out and share the personal lived stories and facts surrounding the problem to the people of Australia and around the world.
Mick, Outback Mick, they call me.
Good dog, Nugget.
We're at Menindee Lakes, just outside of Menindee, far west, northern New South Wales. Rocked up here in the outback about 10 years ago. I worked hotels, done a bit of farming, a bit of mustering, a bit of droving. Yeah.
Have you worked in Menindee before?
Yes. I've done the last 18 months here.
Okay.
I pulled up here because it's a beautiful lake to live by.
Yeah, just here we're at the Menindee Lakes Caravan Park.
Yep.
What's going on with the Darling River? What's the problem?
International cotton farmers and our federal government. They've sold our water because people in the outback don't need water.
Oh, don't they?
No, apparently we've got a drinking problem, so we're right. They just bring more beer out here. We don't need water to survive, eh? Unfortunately, our cattle and sheep don't drink beer, just the way it is. We've got a water lake just over here behind you, probably 10 metres in front of us. We haven't fixed the pipe for that reason, so the kangaroos have got something to drink, because there's nothing around here. Now, we're wasting water to feed the wildlife, because without us, they'd die. It's a fact. When this lake dried out, 5 months ago it fully dried out, there was birds, fish, yabbies, dead out there everywhere. My personal opinion is nobody gives a shit about us. We've all got the power of a vote, eh? And I come from Tasmania, and I was never a Green voter. But I believe that if Australia started voting Green, that some of these problems would be fixed. The outback would come alive again. Longest river in Australia might flow again. Might. The only time these lakes are going to fill is when there's a major flood. There's no plan to fill in these lakes. They're draining the last one now, Palmaroo.
Palmaroo, isn't that Cokie Hollow? What are they draining that for?
Give water to the irrigators down south.
What about the Murray? Isn't there anything coming from the Murray?
There's a big population on the Murray. They might kick up a stink and vote against somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not much of a population along the Darling.
You've got bush sense. What would you think we could do about this?
We need to stop growing cotton in this country. We haven't got heaps of water. We're a country that's low on water. And to grow a crop that's high volume of water just does not make sense to anybody out here. It might make sense to the politicians. There's plenty of other materials and crops we can grow that use a tenth of the water. Chemicals. They can say what they like. We know what's caused this. We never used to have this here. It's the chemicals that cause this. And they're choking our rivers up, they're killing our rivers. Not only are they taking the water, but they're poisoning and polluting it too.
Yeah, and that green algae, that kills roos, kills birds, kills fish.
Yep.
Kills anything that.
When you kill our rivers, you're killing everything.
Yeah. So what's going on? I mean, how is it that the government can get billions of dollars in revenue and income by selling water rights to big corporations? And here we are with our poisoned rivers, poisoned and completely pumped out for irrigation.
Yep.
And completely sold.
Yeah. You hear the story about Cubby Station. Well, it's not just Cubby Station.
No.
They're the biggest. It's not just Cubby Station. There's 50 stations around Cubby that are 10 times bigger when you put them all together. And they're doing it just as much. Some of those channels and canals that run through those cotton farms are bigger than the rivers they suck from. And I've driven them to go fishing along the properties, get the rivers to go fishing, because you're allowed when you're local. And the canals are bigger than the rivers that they're sucking from. And the pumps, go down, if you get a chance to get to Corndilla, they turn the pumps on every morning. There's a six-foot wide pump. They turn it on, you think, wow, that's impressive. Wait for 10 minutes. When it starts shooting water 60 metres, it's amazing to see, but it's a shame, it's a crime. It's just a shame they're doing this to our country. Our national Australian emblem is kangaroo and emu. They're all dying out here. They're all dying because there ain't no water.
You are listening to The Vanishing River, Voices from the Darling, a radio series interviewing real people living along the Barwon-Darling River system in western New South Wales, outback Australia. The interviews in this series were recorded in April and May 2018, and please stay tuned.
Our national Australian emblem is kangaroo and emu. They're all dying out here. They're all dying because there ain't no water.
And the land's been hammered by sheep and goats. You know, there's no regeneration of trees. Like, there's plenty of old trees, like scrub, but there's no new tree. Yeah. And what's their effect of goats on the land?
They clean everything up, eh? They clean everything up. It will end up with just desert. I mean, we sort of live in an arid place as this. And it keeps going away, there's 10 years. This will be a major desert. They're talking about Menindee dying. As soon as the school closes, that's the death of this town. It's like it is everywhere else in Australia. As soon as the school closes, there is a population of 980 here. But reality is, people are leaving. There's no work. There's no water. There's no tourism.
I was here 18 months ago, maybe about 18 months ago, talking with John in at the servo.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that, you know, this town, before all this fiasco with the river, this town had 100% employment.
Yep.
Every house had somebody in it. Yep. There was no empty houses. 100% employment. Happy town, happy people, working, growing fruit, and living in connected to the earth.
And heaps of backpackers here working too. Like, there was that much work, we didn't have enough people in town to support the work. No backpackers. There's no work for anybody in town.
We just photographed the whole, you know, acres and acres of dead vines.
Well, they have been paid to pull them out, but they just haven't got to them yet. You can see a roo bouncing up now, a pretty big boy, come for a drink at the only water hole within 10 kilometres.
And what water hole is that? The leaky tap.
The leaky tap.
He's a beauty, isn't he?
Well, he'll get some bigger ones soon.
He's a bit lean, though.
Yeah. Beautiful sight.
He's a beauty.
It'd be better to see him down by the lake.
Yeah.
Not at a scungy old mozzie-ridden waterhole that we were making. And that cost money for the caravan park to have that leak there. I meant to fix it, but I've told the boss, I refuse to fix it because of this. We can have up to 200 roos here at night and in the morning having a drink. Got to try and do something to save Australia, right?
Yeah. And how's that the Bush Telegraph for the Rees, that they all know about this one little patch of wet ground?
Yep.
Mick's got the leaking tap. Let's go up to his place and have some water.
Apparently. I've offered them a beer, but they've never come across.
Seriously, what is the cure for this problem?
Stop the cotton growing. It's irrigation for the cotton. They couldn't grow the cotton without their licensing.
Exactly.
So if we get rid of cotton... So water intensive cotton is so, it's like ground rice. It's big money on huge acres. That's what it's all about. And cotton farmers, you can't blame them.
They're businessmen.
That's it, exactly. It's a gamble. All farmers, they're gamblers. Every year they're gambling whether they're going to get rain or not. Out here, well, it's a bit different.
And the natural flow of the river gets sold out.
Gone. Definitely a national disgrace. Australia, wake up. You hear the ad on TV all the time, there's families in the outback that have got barely any drinking water. It's happening.
What do you think about the idea that we need a federal royal commission into water trading and water licensing in New South Wales?
I think the money would be better spent off buying water back for the river. Waste of time, the money, into a royal commission, when they just need to put it back into the river. Buy water back, get this water back into our river, get this country alive again. Well, Tandale, they just sold their water rights back to the federal government for $74 million. Not a bad deal. They only paid $20 million for it. The managers here of the park, they've now moved into town. One works in a mine, one works in a hotel, because there's no tourism. They can't support their family from it. So you got people like me just offering to help out, feed the stock, collect the money, try and be nice to people, try and keep the park alive, try and keep the place alive. Now I'm heading to Queensland where there's water. Because there ain't none in New South Wales. Not in the parts of the country I want to live. I like being out in the outback. And there's no water in the outback out here. When you start talking about a major city like Broken Hill running out of water, and families living along the river can't even have a shower or wash their clothes in, and I can't wash my clothes here. They come out dirtier than I put them in. Thank you, Australia. People said it was too late for us to start screaming out. We've been talking for a long while about this, and nobody's been listening. Now they're starting to realise. And politicians are jumping on board and just released 24 million litres of water.
There's an election coming up, mate.
Yeah. It's going to do nothing. All right, the river's going to flow a bit.
Makes a good headline in the paper.
Exactly.
They're criminals.
Yeah, put them in jail and give them no water. If you do, give them dirty water, just like we got. We're not criminals. They are. Biggest river in Australia, drained dry. If it was the Amazon or the Mississippi, the world would be, things wouldn't be good. And right now, I don't understand the Greens and our Indigenous people. They've got to be the power. They should be dancing. They should be doing a war dance.
This is The Vanishing River, Voices from the Darling. Interviews with real people affected by ever-diminishing flows along Australia's iconic Darling River. The Vanishing River, Voices from the Darling, is produced by Earthling Studios at Grassy Head, New South Wales. Executive producer, Mark Merritt. Field coordinators and technical assistants by Susie Peak and Kath Eaglesham. Interviews by Mark Merritt and Kath Eaglesham. Voice overs by Sally Hook. Please write to us with your feedback. Post Office Box 30, Stewart's Point, New South Wales, 2441.
The Darling is dying, please take my word.
To find out more about issues and matters related to the Darling River, go to the Vanishing River website, www.thevanishingriver.com.au. Thevanishingriver.com.au.
I don't think they seem to realise if the rivers die, we all virtually are stuffed, aren't we?